Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you for listening to the Qalam podcast. My name is Abdul Nasser Jangda, and I'm excited to announce a new learning opportunity from the comfort of your home. Here at Qalam, we strive to create opportunities for people all around the world from all walks of life to learn about Islam. One amazing program that is a part of this mission is the Seerah Intensive, an in-depth study of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seerah Intensive is a one-of-a-kind immersive learning experience for the entire family. You receive access to great teachers, develop lifelong friendships with students of knowledge from all around the world, benefit from countless invaluable lessons, and at the end of the day, walk away with a newfound love for the best human being to ever walk this earth, bidnillahi ta'ala. This year, the Seerah Intensive will be offered exclusively online. All recordings and class materials will be provided for lifetime access for you to continue and revisit at your own pace. We will also be offering Seerah Intensive online for kids. For more information, please visit QalamIntensives.com. We hope to see you this winter to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with us. Thank you and enjoy the podcast.
Inshallah, next up we have Ustad Suhaib Sheikh. He also, just as Ustad Atifa, they were both in the same class. They completed the Qalam Alamiya program as part of the first graduating class of the five-year seminary that we have here at the Qalam Seminary. Inshallah, today he will be talking about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a businessman. So we get to see kind of a new side or a new perspective on the character of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So alhamdulillah, we get to talk about today and we get to highlight the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's such an honor to talk about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, and what Allah describes the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran with is exemplary. It's exemplary. Allah describes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah, the Lord of the worlds, he sends down revelation to talk about this messenger, to talk about our messenger, the one who was sent for our nation. And Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. That Allah says that in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you find a great, amazing example for his character. You find character that you can take and you can implement into your own lives, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this really is a blessing for us that we specifically have in our ummah. This is a blessing that Allah highlights in the Quran as well. He mentions that this is a blessing for us. He says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That Allah says that he sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sent Muhammad. He sent this messenger and he sent him to us. And the sunnah and the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lessons we gain, they impact us directly of how we live our lives. We know through his example of how to implement the Quran and how to understand the Quran and how to better ourselves, better our society, and better everybody around us. That is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to do, and that is what the sunnah and the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam offers to us. That's what he offers to us. So in today's talk, and I want to focus on one specific part of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. We see that we have the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before nubuwwah, before prophethood, and then the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after nubuwwah. And what's amazing to us is that when we analyze his life before or after we benefit, we gain and we learn so much. There's so many incidents that can be brought up and so many stories of what happened to the Prophet ﷺ and what he did and the character that he had before the revelation even came down. However, I want to highlight one specific one. And that was how he was as a businessman, how he conducted himself as a businessman. Subhanallah, business is a very interesting aspect. It's a very interesting practice because we see in business, a person's true personality comes out. Someone's true personality, they come out in business. And so let's look at the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During his life, when he was younger, actually when he was in his younger 20s, his early 20s, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out and he trained himself in the skills of business. He trained in the skills of business and he started getting very experienced in how to conduct himself in business, how to be successful in business. And very quickly, we notice that the Prophet ﷺ, Muhammad ﷺ, this is before he's a prophet, his reputation as a businessman, it started to precede himself. His reputation became commonly well known inside of Mecca, that he was someone who was trustworthy, he was honorable, he was someone that you can trust when you are in a business transaction. At that time, we didn't have guarantees in business. We didn't have guarantees that everything will go okay. And you weren't sure if anything went wrong in the business transaction, what would happen the next day with all of the things that you were trying to sell. So it was very important to partner with people that you trusted and you knew they weren't going to rip you off, or they weren't going to scam you, or they weren't going to undercut you, or they weren't going to absolutely ridicule you as a businessman. So we see at this time, Khadija radiallahu anha, we see the example of Khadija radiallahu anha, who she was already part of her family, she was very wealthy. Part of her background was that she was very wealthy and she was a businesswoman. However, one of the essential parts of being a businesswoman was actually during that time doing business with Sham, with the Syria area, trading and selling and making profit off of goods, going to Sham and trading there. And Khadija radiallahu anha, because of the safety of the time, she couldn't go by herself. She couldn't do it herself. And she wanted to partner with someone or hire someone to be able to go and do it on her behalf. And she would look for people to hire. And when she heard about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she immediately inquired about him and tried to hire him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And very interestingly, they say that she paid him twice the commission of anybody else. She paid him twice the commission of anybody else. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was being sent to Sham on behalf of Khadija because she trusted him with her money. She trusted him with her goods. She trusted him with her entire business. And so to be careful and to be sure, what she did was she sent Maysara. She sent one of her workers, Maysara, to go with the Prophet ﷺ. And she told Maysara at that time, she said, watch him. Watch what he does and see how he is. Is it actually accurate what they say about this man? So Maysara, he went with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he spent this time traveling with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he spent this time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing business. And after everything was done, after they went and they sold the goods that they had, and they profited the money that they made off of that, and they came back to Mecca and they sold some more of the goods that they bought from Sham. After all, everything was done. The amount of business and the amount of profit was more than she's ever made, radiallahu anha. the amount of profit that Khadija radiallahu anha made from this transaction was more than she had ever made. And so this reflects on the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he conducted business. And so she asked Maysara, her worker, she asked him afterwards, after they came back, she asked him, "What do you think of this man? What do you think of Muhammad?" And Maysara just had good things to say about him. He only had amazing things to say about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his character. And I remind you that this was before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received nubuwa. This was before he received prophethood. This was before he received wahi, revelation from Allah. And so Maysara, he points out a number of things, that he was very honest, that he was very truthful and trustworthy in his business. And he witnessed this not from secondhand from someone else. He witnessed this firsthand from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. And he also mentions a number of other things that he noticed from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were miraculous. And these that is a discussion for another time. So to highlight and to conclude regarding this topic, before, inshallah, I pass it on to the next instructor, what we see from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that this character not only was highlighted in certain aspects of his life, it wasn't just how he interacted in normal speech. It wasn't just how he was to his immediate family. It wasn't just how he was to his close friends. Not only that, but his character led him from where he was, the impact that he had within his own community, but it also affected his business transactions. And this is something that's very difficult for a lot of people, right? When we look at people and we interact with people, this is the first thing that is affected by our character, business relations. Right, I have many people that tell me that they've done business transactions with Muslims, and unfortunately, it was just a terrible experience. And unfortunately, sometimes what happens is our character and our wara and our taqwa and our piety, it stays on the prayer rug, it stays inside the masjid. It stays within these small Muslim circles that we might have, but it doesn't go past that. It doesn't extend to our family. It doesn't extend to our businesses. It doesn't extend to our relationships. However, this was not how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted himself. So I want to just, at the end of all of this, I want to just ask how, if someone were to go, and if we were to be in a similar situation as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that someone would join us for business, what would they say at the end of it? What would they say coming out at the end if someone asked them, how was this man? How was Abu Bakr, Khalid? How was Abdullah? How were these different people at the end of it? How was their business? How was their etiquette when you traveled with them and when you did business with them? What did you witness? Would they say the same as what Maysara said as to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or would they have a different perspective of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was attributed? So that's something I hope and I pray that we all are able to implement, and we are all able to improve ourselves in our interactions, whether it is within our immediate families, within our immediate circles, or any other relations that we might have. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khair.